Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally put in something different or odd, not a commercial recording. I call those things wombats, and I've got several wombats tonight, so I'll let you know when they're coming up. The first song I'm going to play is Road to Spencer by Ricky Skaggs, and it has my favorite instruments in it, fiddle, banjo, guitar, mandolin, old-timey Appalachian sound is the way I think of it. So this is Road to Spencer. That was Road to Spencer by Ricky Skaggs. Next up is an English performer. I thought she was American from seeing her on YouTube, but she's British. She comes from a musical family, does a lot of stuff all over the world, country, British, Irish, and this next song is Irish, Wild Mountain Time. And it's a popular song to sing in groups. one I've sung a lot, and she just does a beautiful job with it. This is the first time on my show for Keziah Gill. I guess it's how she pronounced it, K-Z-I-A Gill, with Wild Mountain Time. Wild Mountain Time by Keziah Gill. Well, next up is the first wombat of the show. This I'm going to give a little shout out for my friend Jenna Green. I haven't seen her in a few years because of COVID, but I've heard her. And she's a performer from Abingdon. She's going to be performing, and this is a little shout out for her. She will be with her band, Orbital Planes, on June 16th at the Wolf Hills Brewery in Abingdon, starting at 6. And then she has a set with her bass player, Jacob, on June 18th from 6:30 to 8:30. Let's see. June 16th is a Thursday. So Thursday, June 16th at the Abingdon Brewery, you'll be able to see Jenna Green. I'm going to play two short songs by her. And these are not professional recordings, so the quality isn't as good as I would like. But I think you can hear her voice clearly, and she's got an absolutely wonderful voice. So this is Jenna Green, local Abingdon musician, singing Ash Grove and then A Closer Walk with Thee.
The ash grove, how graceful, how plainly it is speaking, the wind through it playing has language for me. Whenever the light through its branches is breaking, a host of kind faces is gazing on me. The friends of my childhood again are before me. Each step wakes a memory as freely I roam. With soft whispers laden, the leaves rustle o'er me. The ash grove alone is my home.
That was Jenna Green from Abingdon singing The Ash Grove and then A Closer Walk with Thee, and she'll be performing on Thursday, June 16th at the Wolf Hills Brewery at 6 o'clock, and then 2 days later, that would be Saturday, June 18th, at the Pinnacle in Bristol from 6:30 to 8:30. So you can see her then. The next song is I think of it as a fiddle tune. It's called South Wind, and the group playing it is Kindred. And I have a story about this song. I used to go on these folk music weekends, and they always had a live band. And one night I was walking by the band, and they were playing a tune, and I liked it. So I sat down next to them and listened to it and pulled out my trusty little cassette recorder. That's the way it was in those days. And recorded the tune. And afterwards, I asked them the name of it, and they told me it was called South Wind. And I learned it and played it on the fiddle and guitar and banjo. And I even wrote a song with some words to it. And that'll be played as a wombat after I play you this song. So this is a group called Kindred playing a song called South Wind. Just heard South Wind performed by Kindred. And coming up is a song that I wrote and sing. I call it Hitchhiker's Guide. One of my favorite series of books was Douglas Adams' books, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, I think was the first one. and or to the galaxy, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So the first two verses are about the Hitchhiker's Guide, and then the next two verses are about the camp I went to where I learned this tune. And they don't go together very well. But anyway, it's a wombat, you know, and wombats are allowed to be odd and strange. And anytime I put a song in that I sing, that is clearly a wombat. So this is the Hitchhiker's Guide, written and performed by Harry Baya. Oh, and I want to repeat again, I just literally stole the tune from South Wind. I love the tune, so I wrote my own words to it.
In the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, a man meets his fate suddenly. They let one know just what part he or she has played in all that has been and will be. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity. Ah, the restaurant at the end of the universe is a wonderful place to dine. From your table you'll see a lovely floor show, the beginning and end of time. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity. Oh, it's pine woods in summer, winters at Solway, and we meet here in spring and in fall to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity. Isabel leads the still no-name-yet gospel group, and their singing is often a treat. Though they sing to the smallest audience here, for they've just emptied half of the seats. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity.
Well, that's another wombat for today's show. The Hitchhiker's Guide, sung to the tune of South Wind. The next song is called Classified by C.W. McCall. And it tells a story. You got to listen closely to see what's going on. He answers a classified ad and has a little adventure. Has a little trouble with the dog along the way, if you catch that going by. And everything works out fairly good, except for the dog a little bit. And so this is Classified by C.W. McCall.
I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a hide a bid and $35. Call 140-RING-2 and ask for Bob. Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, hello, this is Bob speaking. I says, this here the Bob got the pickup truck for sale? He says, yeah. I says, where are you? He says, 14 East on County 12. Turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off, knock three times, and bring your billfold. Well, I tooled on east on County 12, turned right on the one-lane gravel road, and I parked in the yard, and a German Shepherd come out and grabbed on my leg. Then I knocked three times and wiped my feet. The dog let go, and the screen door opened. Bob come out and says, what do you want? Says, come see your truck. He says, follow me. Come on, Frank. Dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up back at the barn field of cow pies. And sitting right there in a pool of grease was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate, a bumper sticker says vote for Dick, and a Brillo box full of rusty parts. And Bob says, what do you think? Well, I kicked the tire and then got in the seat and sat on a petrified apple core and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove compartment. He says their shaft is bent and the rear end leaks. You can fix her quick with an oil or rag. Use a nail starter. I lost the key. Don't pay any mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she's cherry. I says, what'll it take? Says, what do you got? I says, $28.15. Says, you got a deal, sign here. I'll go get the title and a can full of gas. I put a nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed and belched up a bunch of smoke, and I backed right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in, bit my leg, and I beat him off the crowbar. He jumped on out, and the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob come out and called him off, says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west and county 12, took two full quarts of 40-weight oil, just to get her to the Conoco station. I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out, and says, I'd seen better stuff at the junkyard, and where'd you ever get that truck? I said, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye.
That was Classified by C.W. McCall. And I hope I never run into Frank. Sounds like a mean dog. Well, the next song up is Magnolia Wind by John Prine and Emmy Lou Harris. I don't think they sang a lot together, so this is kind of a special song. John Prine, Emmy Lou Harris, Magnolia Wind.
I'd rather sleep in a box like a bum on the street than a fat feathered bed that your little old cold feet.
And I'd rather be dead, dumb and stone blind, than to know that your morning will never be mine.
And I'd rather die young than to live without you. And I'd rather go hungry than to eat lonesome stew.
You know it's once in a lifetime, and it won't come again. It's here. On a magnolia wind,
and I'd
rather not walk through the garden again if I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind.
If it ever comes time, then it comes time to go. Pack up your fiddles, sis, pack up your bow.
If I can't dance with you, I'll just sit this one out with my back to the wall.
And I'd rather not hear pretty music again if I can't catch your voice if I can't catch your scent. On a magnolia wind.
Magnolia Wind by John Prine and Emmy Lou Harris. Next up is a new artist on the show, another one. This is Billie Eilish, very popular singer right now, pop songs. And this particular song is called Emolio, and the rhythm got me as much as anything, but I like it.
Told you not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
Emolio by Billie Eilish. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from the radio station at Emory and Henry College, WEHC. And you can pick us up on WEHCFM.com on the web, WEHCFM.com. So if you can't get a clear transmission, if you're more than 35 miles away, you can get us on the web. And it's my chance each week for Play For You songs like I've been playing and put in some odd things. I got another one coming up soon, another Wombat. But first, we've got a song by Townes Van Zandt and Nancy Griffith called Tecumseh Valley.
Well, the name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner. And her ways were free, and it seemed to me sunshine walked beside her. Well, she come from Spencer, across the hill. Said her pa had sent her, as the cold was low, and soon the snow
would turn the skies to winter. Well, she said she'd come to look for work. She was not seeking favors for a dime a day and a place to stay. She'd turn those hands to labor. But the times were hard, Lord, and the jobs were few. All through Tecumseh Valley, but she asked around, and a job she found tending bar for Gypsy Sally. Well, she saved enough to get back home. Spring replaced the winter, but her dreams were denied. Her pa had died, thought a word come down from Spencer. Daughter of a miner. Our ways were free, and it seemed to me the sunshine walked beside her. Found her down beneath the stairs that led to Gypsy Sally's. In her hand when she died was a note that cried, "Fare thee well, Tecumseh Valley."
That was Tecumseh Valley by John Prine and Nancy Griffith. The next song is Love and Hate by Michael Kiwanuka. I heard this on a TV show recently, and I think it's a wonderful, it's good music. I don't play anything on the show that the music doesn't get me. But the message is always there, too. And this time the message, I think, is one from someone who's been downtrodden but refuses to bend to the spirit of pressure that's on them. And they say things like, there's one verse, "You can't take me down. You can't break me down. Love and hate, how much more are we supposed to tolerate?" And it's a cry of protest. It's a statement of being unwilling to give in to no matter how bad the world treats you. And I think it's a powerful statement. So this is Love and Hate by Michael Kiwanuka. That was Love and Hate by Michael Kiwanuka. The next song is a new one on the show. It's called Too Late to Say Too Soon by Gordonville, USA. I often have some difficulty understanding the meaning of songs, especially those that are more like poetry, which I think are kind of speaking to our subconscious. This has some overtones of that. But I think the basic theme is about these mass killings, like shooting children in school and people in supermarkets and malls and things. I think that's what this song is about, and it's sort of just reflecting on how can this be. So this is Too Late to Say Too Soon by Gordonville, USA.
Still dressed up in fatigues, as he marches to his own beat, sets his watch by military time, still can't leave the past behind. They said he wasn't fit to kill, I never said he was mentally ill. Small church in a small town, AR-15 shoots them down. It's way too late to say too soon, that song's so out of tune. It's way too late to say too soon, the clock rings out high noon. Grade school, college campus, on we go at the madness. Hear the dead cry out, why? Why did we have to die? It's way too late to say too soon. Is that all you've got to say? Way too late to say too soon. My thought don't wanna pray. White man inherited the earth. White man still feels usurped. Talks of freedom's held dear. None are free from the fear. It's way too late to say too soon. He who's born is now sold. Way too late to say too soon. All you got, all we are told. Been bullied, been ostracized. See a storm coming in his eyes. He knows where you lock the guns. Never live it down, he was your son. Forget the party, make a plan. Don't go throw up your hands. The first baby's life you save is a baby step toward change. It's way too late to say too soon. Go tell it to the loved ones. Way too late to say too soon. Hide inside and let your mouth run. It's way too late to say too soon. Is it all you've got to say? It's way too late to say too soon. My thought don't wanna pray.
It's way too late to say too soon.
Too late to say too soon.
It's way too late. It's way too late.
It's too late to say too soon.
It's way too late.
Too late to say too soon.
That was Gordonville, USA, singing Too Late to Say Too Soon. The next song is a classic gospel song, a wonderful group song to sing, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, And this version is by Iris DeMint and Michelle Wright. That was Iris DeMint and Michelle Wright singing Will the Circle Be Unbroken? The last piece of music on the show today is a short instrumental piece. And as I often mention, I'm a big fan of the fiddle. I play a little, and I love to hear it. And here's a good example why. It's just the joy of the whole thing, and no other instrument can quite get this kind of effect. So this is a very short piece, Charlie Bounce by Shane Cook and the Woodchippers. That was Charlie's Bounce by Shane Cook and the Woodchippers. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And it's our chance, my chance each week, to play for you things I think are special. And occasionally put in an odd thing, usually a recording that I made live, or sometimes a joke or a story. And I call those things wombats, and that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I always try to end the show the same way. It's the audience participation part, and I invite you to join me. Are you ready? Please join me in celebrating most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.